It's been uploaded.
Oh, yeah. Mr. Danny Lauf has the yahrzeit for his father, so we dedicate the learning Lazecha Nishmas Reb Shimon Ben Yaakov, whose yahrzeit is Yud Zayin Shvat. So last week we were learning, we'll review again the Mishnah on Samach Dalar and Aleph. A couple is married for 10 years and they have no children. And she didn't have any miscarriages. If she had a miscarriage, you count 10 years after the miscarriage. So she didn't have any children, so we don't know whether it's if the wife has a medical problem, if the husband has a medical problem, or just together they don't work it out. So we don't know. So the din says that she has the husband, and he didn't fulfill piruv yet. The women are not mechuyev piruv, but the men are mechuyev. So the din is yotzi. The Gemara adds on the price of Tana Rabbana yotzi. He has to divorce the wife, and he has to marry someone else to try to have a grandchild. So then we permit her to marry a second time. But the Mishnah doesn't continue. What if she lives with the second husband 10 years and she has no children then? Is she allowed to get married a third time? So the Mishnah just says, Girshef, the first husband, divorced her, and Tavisan Aslacher. But Ashoy Hasheni, the second husband, is permitted to wait up until 10 years. Lishosimo Yuchanim. But then it doesn't say further than that. What if she lives with the second husband, 10 years, she has no children, she has to get divorced, he has to marry someone else if he didn't have any other children. Is she allowed to get married the third time? So we started the Gemara on Samach, what is it? Samach Dalet on the base, into the white lines, about the 10th, 12th white line, something like that. So the Gemara comments on the Mishnah, Sheni en Shlishi Loi. She's allowed to marry the second husband, but it sounds like she's not allowed to marry the third husband. Why? So the Gemara says, "Mani masnisa mani." Whom does the Mishnah follow? Rebbe he did Tanya. Gemara quotes Machlekes the Rebbe Rav Shimon Gamliel. How many times does a strange event have to repeat itself that you should discern the beginning of a pattern? So that it's not normal that a woman doesn't have any children. They're trying to have children. If they're not trying, it's a different story. But they're trying to have children for 10 years, they don't have children, that's something strange. So just because she's married for 10 years with the first husband had no children, it's not even a later sasafik on her that maybe she has some medical problem. So when the first husband divorces her, he has to pay her the ksuba. Then she lives with the second husband for 10 years, also has no children. So also the second husband has to divorce and marry someone else. Maybe you can't have with her. Would do we say that there's a later sasafik because it repeated itself twice with two husbands? She didn't have any children. Does that create a later sasafik? Maybe she's medically unable to have, biologically, physically, she's not able to have children. So if there's a third man who didn't have any children yet, she's already, let's say she was 20 years old when she got married, and then she was 30, now she's 40 already. She's going to marry a man who's 25 years old. It's a little strange. Okay, whatever. So the question is she allowed to marry a third time a person who didn't yet fulfill period of you? So the Gemara says, when the Mishnah is mashma, not allowed to, because if the same thing repeats itself twice, that already creates a later sasafik. So the Gemara says, that's Rebbe's opinion, the Tanya. The Brisa talks about doing a bris milah. So the Tanaim knew that there's such a thing as hemophilia, that the blood doesn't clot. And if you're going to do a bris, you're going to cut and it's going to bleed. Whenever you do a bris, it bleeds. The baby can bleed to death. So now, when they have a baby with hemophilia, so they do the bris milah with laser beams. So there's no bleeding at all. And that's a shaila whether you're yotze with laser beams. The Gemara has in Kiddushin, in the end of the first parak in Kiddushin, the Chumash has a din in Parshas Mishpatim, that if a person is an Eved Ivri, and he's supposed to go free B'sheish, and at the end of the 6 years, he says, he wants to remain an Eved, So if the Odin doesn't want him, so you throw him out. But if the Odin agrees and he wants to remain, so you make ritzi, you make a hole in the hard part of the year, not the soft part, make a hole in the hard part. And he remains until Yom Kippur Shel Yovel. And Yom Kippur Shel Yovel, he goes free. So the the Gemara says, when you do the ritziya, you have to use pressure. If you're going to put some kind of a chemical to burn a hole in the ear without pressure, then you're not yet to the din of ritziya. So some Achranim write that they think the same is true in Europe. They wrote about this already. If you'll want to cut off the orlo by using a chemical or some sharp acid or something, so some say that you're not yet to the mitzvah bismillah, you have to cut off dafke. The Rambam says you can use a scissors or a knife or a sharp piece of broken glass or a piece of grass, whatever cuts is good, but you have to cut with pressure. So that's what some Achranim hold, that you're not yotzei unless you cut off the orhol with pressure. Over here you have no choice. You can't be yotzei the mitzvah. So if they can do a bris milah with a laser beam without using any pressure, okay, so you do the bris without saying a broch. It's machlekes Achranim if you're yotzei. It's better than nothing. Maybe you don't accomplish anything, and maybe you are yotzei the mitzvah. So you do the milah without a knife, without bleeding. So they knew that there's such a thing in hemophilia. So what's the din? The Tanya, Mola Harishon, a woman had a baby boy, they did bris umeis, the baby died. We don't know, did he die because he was bleeding to death, he had hemophilia, or for some other cause, we don't know. Sheni umeis, she had another baby boy, and the second baby also died after they did the bris milah. So the Brisa says, Shlishi lo tomol, she's not allowed to do a bris on the third baby, Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says, if only one baby dies after the bris milah, it's not even a latest hasafek, then maybe she's a carrier of hemophilia, she's going to transmit it to the boys. But if two babies, two in a row, die, then it's a latest hasafek. So it's already a suffix, a suffix, pikuach nefesh, is derech kol atarkul, so you don't do the bris milah. Shem Gamliel disagrees and he says, no, Shlishi Tamil, the third baby, you may do the bris milah. If the third baby dies also after the bris milah, then reveal a Tamil. You're not allowed to do it the fourth time. So that's Machlokes Rebbe, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Not that if it happened two times or three times, we can predict that it's vada going to happen. If it's a suffix, Hakonos Nefoshes, also you don't do the bris milah. They're arguing, when does it even begin to be considered a pattern that it should be a suffix? So if only one baby dies after the bris, not even called the suffix, Hakonos Nefoshes. Unless we know she's carrying hemophilia. Unless she knows that she has hemophilia. But if you don't know one way or the other, if one baby does, not even let us a suffix. You say if two in a row die, or you need dafke three should die. So that's a machlekes Rabbi Rav Shimon Gamliel. So just like Rabbi says, if two babies in a row die after the bris, that's already a let us a suffix. So the same over here. If two, she was married twice in a row for 10 years, and each husband didn't have any children, so that creates a let us a suffix. Maybe this woman, maybe her fault, maybe it's his fault, you don't know. Maybe it's her fault that she's not able to have any children. So if the third husband didn't yet fulfill Peruvia and he's not able to marry two wives, if he can marry two wives, he doesn't have to marry this girl and marry another one also. But if he's only going to marry one wife, we wouldn't permit him to marry this one because it's a suffix that he may be wasting his time, he may not be able to have a child.
Is that true also with the Katlanis? With all the two
dead? Yeah, so the Gemara is going to say the same by Katlanis. Yeah, that's going to be the discussion. Then the Gemara quotes a kasha v'hatan yipcha, but we have a brisa that records machlekes Rebbe Reb Shimon Gamliel where the shittas are switched. The reverse, Reb Shimon Gamliel says trezim nihave chazaka twice. It was repeated twice, and Rebbe says three times. So obviously Rashi learns pshat. Obviously, each one was so taken by the other one's opinion that he backed out from his opinion. We had that once in the OU. Rabbi Belzig Zichron Levach used to be in the OU. So many years ago, over 30 years ago, I had one opinion, had another opinion, and we disagreed. And then after the same shaila came up 15 years later, and we both forgot that we had written the position on it, and each one took the other one's position. So I wrote a paper that I thought he was right, and he wrote that I thought right. Then someone checked it up. We had written 15 years earlier, and each one liked the other one. So that's what happened over here. Rabbi Hashem, we had two times or three times. And then apparently they backed out. So So the shaila is Heimenai Achmenaisa, which Brisa is recording the final opinion that they had? Because the final opinion that's going to determine, should we paskan like Rabbi Elab Shimlio according to the final opinion, not the Havamina that they had 15 years before. So the Gemara says, Toshma, we're going to ascertain which one. The Omer Abchia Baraba, Omer Abyechanan. Abyechanan lived in Eretz Yisrael. So Abchia Baraba came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. He says, oh, but this is the Bavli. They don't, how do they know what Rabbi Yechanan said? Talmidim would go from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. So they said, oh, but this is the following story. Ma'isa ba'arba achoyas, there were four sisters, Bitsi Pari. See, if the same woman has a few boys in a row, and one dies after the bris, and another one dies after the bris, so that's a latest asafik. Maybe she's the carrier of hemophilia. If you have four sisters, also, if one sister loses a baby after bris, another sister loses a baby after bris, we assume that that's called trezimni, even though it's not two boys from the same woman. Shaz, what if you have four brothers? What if you have four brothers? And one brother's wife has a baby boy and the baby dies after bris, the other one has a baby boy and dies after the bris. Does that create a leis asafik? So Mechaba says no. I think the doctors say today that Mechaba is right, that the men are not carriers. The men are not carriers of the hemophilia. They can have it, they can suffer from hemophilia, but they're not going to be carriers of it. And the Ramah says not so. The Ramah says that even if you have four brothers, and you have two brothers, and one lost a baby, the other one lost a baby, so that's considered already a leis asafik. Mechaba says that what the Mechaba said corresponds to modern medicine. The Ramah's position is not always gehalten. So the Gemara says on one occasion there were four sisters. Bitzipo Shemola Rishoina, the first sister had a baby, a mace. He died after the bris. Shnia Umeis, the second sister, had a baby boy. She did a bris. That baby died. Shlishis, the third sister, lost a baby. Raviz had the fourth sister had a baby. And then Bos Lefnei Reb Shimon Gamlio, and she came to ask a shayla. Amalo Al Tamuli. So he told her you should not do the bris mila. So you see, and this is apparently the later version. The two versions were whether Reb Shimon Gamlio said two times is a chazaka, three times is a chazaka. Reb Yochanan tells over the story that Reb Shimon Gamlio like a pasuk, and after the third child died, then it's a later sasofek. You shouldn't do the bris on the fourth child. But after the second child died, you would do the bris on the third. So you see that the final position of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel was that trust klazim nehav chazok. Freg di Gemara, how do you see that from the story? The story was, they didn't ask a shayla. The first sister did a bris, second sister, third sister did a bris, they didn't ask a shayla. After the third sister's baby died, then the Esau Shaila said, no, maybe if they would have come after the second baby died, maybe would have also said, don't. So the Gemara said, how do you prove that this is its final position? The Dilma, perhaps, the Asya Shlishis Nami Habiyamala. Maybe if the third sister would have come to ask a shayla, Shimon Gamliel would have said, it's no good. Maybe his final position was, his original position was three times. But maybe he changed his mind and really holds two times as a chazok. And maybe the Maaseh Shehoya was that he came to ask him the fourth time. The Gemara said, nah, that doesn't make any sense. In Cain, if that's just the Maaseh Shehoya, so what is Rabbi Yochanan telling us over a story? What's the relevance of the story? In Cain, the Gemara, Maya Saluz Yadir Abchia Baraba. What is he testifying? Abchia Baraba was the Talmud Rabbi Yochanan. He says, oh, I heard the following story from Rabbi Yochanan. The story is not relevant, halacha l'maaseh. If she would have come after the second baby died, would have also passed on that you don't do the bris milah. So it seems in the fact that Rabbi Yochanan told over this story in this version, that his tradition was, his historical tradition was, that Reb Shimon Gamliel holds the final version of Reb Shimon Gamliel was that plazim nehavi chazok. It still doesn't mean that we passed like that. How do you pass? Reb Shimon Gamliel, how do you pass? And there's a machlok. It's a father and a son. No? I think Rebbe was the son of Reb Shimon Gamliel. I think so. Rebbe often disagrees with his father. It says in Shulchan Aruch that there's a din of kibbud aviyem and moira aviyem. So kibbud means service. You have to give service to the parents. And moira aviyem, you have to have respect. So what's respect? Ein asoseh verb. You don't contradict the father. So Rebbe often disagrees with his father. Some Shulchan Aruch, they ask, how can he disagree with his father? What happened to the Moir Rabbi? So they say, you have no choice. If my father tells me, I can tell my arthritis, my rheumatism, whatever it is, that it's going to snow today. I said, Dad, what are you talking? They said, and there was no snow in the middle of the summer. He says, my rheumatism, whatever, I think it's going to snow today. What snow? When snow? It's the middle of the summertime. He says, don't argue with your father. If it's irrelevant, don't argue. But if he's saying a din, and he's going to publicize his sheet as this, and I think the father's making a mistake. And my father says, everyone should vote for Hillary. And I hold that that'll be a disaster. And I say, you should not vote for Hillary. If it's Nageya Lemaisa, then you have to disagree with your father. If it's not Nageya, then Moiravayim dictates, Shalainasar says, Rav, you don't disagree. But if it's Nageya Lemaisa, and the father's going to be misleading people, and I hold that it's a very bad position that my father took, then you have to disagree. That's what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. You have to disagree with respect, but you have to disagree. So he often disagrees with his father, Rabbi Shimon Leon. They often disagree. So we're not talking about the end of the daf. The Gemara is going to say what the psak is. But so far, Gemara is just trying to ascertain what was the final version. We have two brises that contradict each other. It shows they're both Rebbe Ram Shekamle. They both backed out from their original position and they took over their opponent's position. So the shayla is, which was the final version of the machlokes? So the fact that Rabbi Yechana lived generations after, Rabbi Yechana lived later, Rabbi Yechana was a student of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. So he's saying over the version, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, B'tlasim ne'havi chazoka, so that seems to be, he's saying over, that is the final version of the machlokes. Freg the Gemara says, Maya saduse de Rabbi Baraba, what's the significance of what he said over? He must, it's just story. That's not part of the relevance of the story that Reb Shimon Gamliel only said a shita, it's a chazak only after the third time. If that's not the significance of the story, so what is the significance of this? Amar says, no, maybe the Dilma, Hokamash, maybe the significance of what Rabbi Yechanan told over the story is, Dachoyes Mechaskos. If there are four different sisters, two different sisters, and this one lost a boy after bris, the other one lost a boy after bris. So you don't say you have to have the same woman should lose two boys. If you have sisters, so the fact that two sisters lost a child after a bris is mitzaref to make the sofi. So the Gemara says, we don't really know what the final version is. Maybe the fact that they didn't ask the shalat till after the third baby died, maybe that was their stupidity. Maybe they should have asked after the second. Shem Gamliel, what is that also? You shouldn't do the bris. So what's the significance of the story? Not that the sisters are... If one sister loses a child, that creates a little suffering for the other sister. Because the sisters are going to carry, they may both be carrying this disease. Omar Rav, so Rav says, based on this, so you see in the Brice, Achayis Mechaskos, from one sister to the other, so you see that there are certain diseases that are genetic. Oh, Omar Rav, Hashtag Damat Achayis Mechaskos, now that we came to the realization that there's such a thing, by us it's ABC, everybody knows there is diseases that are genetic. But the Gemara, I guess at that time, this is on the cutting edge of the medicine. In the days of the Gemara, that's such a thing as a genetic disease. Now that you tell me that there are genetic diseases, and if two sisters lose a baby, after bris milah, it's a later sasafi, maybe all the sisters in the family are carriers of hemophilia. When you get a shidduch, when you get married, you shouldn't marry a girl if she has relatives. Michpim are what do you call it? No. Michpim is when people collapse. I forgot what you call it. Epilepsy. I think it means epilepsy. You shouldn't marry a girl, even though the girl looks very healthy, but if there's epilepsy in the family, she may also be a carrier. You may have children. She may cause your children to be v'lo mishpachas metzoroim. They didn't know which diseases are which diseases are genetic and which not. So they said, you see that there's such a thing, hemophilia is genetic. So maybe tzaras is also genetic. I don't know, it could be that it is. And then the Gemara says, who this chazik closes in me? We recommend you shouldn't marry a girl if they have this disease in the family. Maybe she may be a carrier of this genetic disease. only if three people in the family have it. If only one or two, then you don't worry about it. So the Gemara asks, so what's the bottom line? How do we pass on halacha l'maisa? We're not sure what was the final version of Rebbe Reb Shimon Lalev. Who holds two times, who holds three times? And forget about who. What's the din? Do we pass like, sometimes we pass like Rebbe, sometimes we pass like Reb Shimon Gamliel. Usually the Kalan Gemara halacha ke Rebbe mechaveirov v'lo mechaveirov. When Rebbe disagrees with one of his contemporaries, we pass like Rebbe. If he disagrees with the majority, then you don't pass like Rebbe.
Now, how could Mitzvah be contagious? It's a spiritual disease. It's a Lashon Hara, Gaiva.
Don't know. Maybe there are different kinds of tzaraas. I don't know. So the Gemara wants to know, bottom line, how do we pass on halacha? Two times or three times? What's the din? Forget about Rebbe Reb Shimon Aliel. What's the psak? So the Gemara says, Ki osa Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef Omar. Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef came from Eretz Yisrael and told over the following story, Vaita from Rabbi Yochanan. He tells over this story. Uvda habi kameh de Rabbi Yochanan, an incident happened in the presence of Rabbi Yochanan, beknishte de Ma'on, in the shul, in the Beis HaKnesset, in the city Ma'on, the Yom HaKippurim Shchalias B'Shabbos. A baby was born a week before Yom Kippur, and that year Yom Kippur fell out on Shabbos, so it's a double. There's an Issa Malacha because of Shabbos, there's an Issa Malacha because of Yom Kippur. So the din is Amila Bizmana, is Decha Shabbos, Decha Yom Kippur. If the baby was born there Shabbos, then the Bris Mila is Decha this Shabbos. But if it's not Amila Bizmana, then it's not Decha Shabbos. So, what if the doctor says the baby is sick? And he would recommend that they should postpone the Bris Milah. And then they go ahead and they do the Bris Milah anyway on Shabbos. So if the doctor recommended you should postpone it, so strictly speaking, there's no din of Shmini. You shouldn't have done it on the Yom HaShemini. Then you're going to do it on the Shmini, so that's considered like a Milah Shaloi Bismana. You were not supposed to do it on the Shmini. You're lucky the baby didn't die, okay? But you shouldn't have done it then. So that's the Maaseh Shohai over here. A baby was born a week before Shabbos. Then the next Shabbos happened to be Yom Kippur Shchalias B'Shabbos. And the background of the story was, this woman had previously had a baby, died from a Mola Rishon HaMeishni or Meis. She had one baby 5 years ago. The baby died after the Bris. She had another baby 3 years ago. 2 years ago, the baby died after the Bris. And this one on Yom Kippur, who was just born last week, and this week is Shabbos Yom Kippur, Shlish is Bolafanov. Now it's Yom Kippur, there's an Erev apparently, and they want to know, should they bring the baby to the shul? They brought the baby to the shul. Now yes, should we perform the Bris Milah or not? So Rabbi Yechanan said, L'chi umuli, go do the Bris Milah. In other words, Rabbi Yechanan paskins, that b'tlasim nehavi chazok, if the only two babies die because of a Bris, it's not even a later, if it would have been a suffix, sakana. A svek svek of a sakanas and fashis, you don't do the mitzvah. A svek svek of a sakanas and you drive to the hospital, you machal Shabbos. You would certainly not do the mitzvah of Bris Milah. So you see, the Rabbi Yechanan holds bottom line, only klasim they have a chazak. So who told this over? Ki osa Rabbi Yitzchak by Yosef. Rabbi Yitzchak by Yosef came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, tells over this story. Omar le Abai lived in Bavel, Abai didn't live in Eretz Yisrael. So Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef, also when he came to Bavel, told over the story by Rabbi Yechanan Gepaskin, that until a third baby dies, there's no chazaka, there's no suffix sakana. Amalei Abai, wow, chazi, take a look. Do you realize what you just told me? This story, the kashoris isur of isakanta. Maybe the din is betrays him. They have a chazaka. It was a machlokes Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. You're prepared. You tell me over the name Rabbi Yechanan. There's no sakana. It's not even a suffix sakana. Not even a svek svek of a sakana. Wow. And you're not worried about chilul Shabbos and chilul Yom Kippur. You're not going to do a mila on Shabbos and Yom Kippur if it's shaloi bizmano. So if there would have been a suffix sakana, if the doctors would recommend to postpone the bris and you would go ahead and do it anyway, you would be considered machal Shabbos because it's a mila shaloi bizmano. Mila shaloi bizmano not only if it's after the eighth day. We usually say Milah Shalai B'Zmanah. The Bris was postponed, and then it's a Milah Shalai B'Zmanah. Sometimes even the Bris is on the eighth day, it's also called Milah Shalai B'Zmanah. Let's say the following case. The Gemara in Shabbos, there are 24 prokim. So there's one whole parak called Reb Lezer de Mila. We learned it, our Chabur learned it many years ago. We learned Reb Lezer de Mila. So the Gemara there has one of the early dafim in the parak. The Gemara comments on the pasuk in the beginning of Parshas Tazria. The pasuk says in the Chumash, if a woman gives birth to a baby, so she has a tumas yoledes. But the tumas yoledes is only if the baby was born naturally. The rechem pushed it out. What if she has a C-section? So then the Mishnah said, there's no din of tumas yoledes. So yetzi daifin, there's no din of tumas yoledes. So the Parsha says, ishi kisazria, she gives birth, she has a tumas yoledes, and she has to bring a carbon at the end of the 40 days, the end of the 80 days. And then it says, and if it's a baby boy, then she'll be amashmini yim obsara losa. So the Gemara has a machlokes amaroim. What if it was a C-section and she doesn't have tumas yoledes? Does the next pasuk be amashmini yim obsara losa? If she ain't imat me'aleda, is there a din of still mila bismana? Or do you say no? If it's a C-section, there's no din of mila bismana. So that's a machlokes in the Gemara. So how do we pass on the aloche? So it's a sveik of the dina. It's a sveik of the dina. So what do you do? So if the C-section was on a Tuesday, so wait till next Tuesday and do the bris on Tuesday. Maybe do mila bismana. So don't do it before Tuesday, and don't wait till after next Tuesday. Do mila bismana. But if the C-section was done on Shabbos, then next Shabbos we wouldn't permit the bris mila, because maybe it's not mila bismana. Nor should you do the bris mila before Shabbos, because it's a sveikah d'dina. Maybe it does need shmini. You shouldn't do it before the yom hashmini. So if there's a C-section, a baby boy is delivered with a cesarean delivery on a Shabbos, so you should not do the bris until Sunday. You should do the bris the Sunday, the week after, not tomorrow. You should do the bris the week after because of the sveikah d'dina. So here, so that also, the bris is being done on the eighth day, but that's called mila shelo bizmana. If the din doesn't require shmini, so you could have done the bris on Sunday, the day after the baby was born. It's healthy. There's nothing unhealthy about doing a bris before the eighth day. The Torah says that you're not yotzei mitzvah if you do it before the eighth day. So that's what he says over here. If the baby is problematic, if the health condition is problematic, and the doctors would recommend you shouldn't do the bris mila, the baby may have hemophilia, and you went ahead and you did it anyway, then it's considered a mila shelo bizmana because you weren't supposed to do it today. So then you're considered mechal Shabbos. There's a discussion, I think the Maram Shik has this in his Chubas. There was a fellow had the chazaka to be the Baal Tekeh for years and years, and then he develops a heart condition. Doctor tells him, you're not allowed to blow shofar, you can kill yourself, you'll exert yourself too much, kill yourself. So he didn't listen to the doctor, went to blow shofar anyway, and he survived. He was laughing. See, the doctor said, I'm going, I can die. He survived. So he has a swear to say that the people in Shul are not Yotzei. What's up? It's not Yotzei. Because Mishenim Mechuyi Bedover, I'm Yotzei Achem Edechai Vosim. So he says, this fellow was not Mechuyiv to blow the shofar because the doctor said he's not allowed to because of a suffix sakone. So since he was Mechuyiv to hit Gir shofar, but you can't say he's Mechuyiv to blow shofar. So not the same as over here. So he raises such a possibility. He wants to say La Locha like that. That's wild. He wants to say that because if the doctors say you're not allowed to blow shofar, then it's considered ain't a mechuyev in the tkiyah, even though it's mechuyev in shmiya, and he can't be motzi the other. So that's what Abai says over here. Since it's a suffix sakone, Abai tells this Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef, he came from Eretz Yisrael, do you realize the significance of this weighty decision that Rabbi Yechanan made over here, that betray zimnulah havichazaka, you do the bris mila on the third one, chazi, pay attention to, based on your story, the kosher is sur v'satan, to tell me you can do the bris, there's no sakana, and the bris is decha Shabbos, it's mila bizman, you don't have to be worried. Samach alei Abai, so Abai relied on him, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef. And he went and he married a girl who had been previously married twice before, and the two husbands died. And the Gemara is going to say the whole story about katlanis, that you shouldn't marry a girl who may be a katlanis. Not the, let's say the girl was married three times and each husband died. So that creates a latest al-safik. Maybe there's some kind of a problem. you may die also, so you shouldn't marry such a girl. You're putting yourself into sakana. What if the girl was married twice and the both husbands died? So the Gemara puts it together. The same shada by Bris Mila would apply to katlanas. How many times does a husband have to die that he should create a leidus asafik, a sveksveka? Maybe it's dangerous to marry the girl. So Rabbi Yitzchak by Yeshua came from Eretz and told over the story. Rabbi Yochanan get paskin that betlazim they have a chazak, which raises him enough to worry. And Abai pointed out, do you realize the significance of what you're saying? There's no sakana. So Abai relied on him. Samach alai Abai. He married a girl, Choyma, that was the girl's name. Brought the Deisi, Breid the Rabbi Yitzchak, Breid the Rabbi Yudah, who had previously, the Nasimir Chava, the Pumbedisim, the Shochib, she had previously been married to one Tamachav, and he died. And Rabbi Yitzchak, Breid the Rabbi Babachonim, the second husband, and the second husband died. Venosvahu, the Abai went ahead and he married her on the smach that this story is reliable, that betrays him, they don't have a chazak, only betlas him. What the end of the story? And Abai dropped dead. Vishachiv. He died young. Omar Rava says, why in the world did he do such a stupid thing? He wasn't nervous about Katlan. Meika, whoever heard of people who do such wild things? Meika David Ubda bin Avsheki. Why should he? A person is going to put himself into danger. Such a risky thing. He go. Because this Tamachach, my Bis Rabbi Yosef, tells over a story about Rabbi Yochanan Kepaskin. It's not a later Sasafik until the third baby dies. So what Dinami? It's not a later Sasafik by Kapanis till the third husband dies. So, all right, Yashikar. So Abai goes and he does it on his own. He goes and he marries a girl who may be a Katlanis. So Rabbi is so surprised. Why did he do such a thing? So the Gemara says, why is he so surprised? Because students of Rabbi Yochanan were always coming to Babel and telling over shitas of Rabbi Yochanan. So sometimes they thought they were reliable, and sometimes they thought they were not so reliable. So he says, this fellow who said it over was Rabbi Yitzchak by Yosef. So the Gemara says, a Rav is surprised. Why did Abai rely on Rabbi Yitzchak by Yosef? Abai himself once said, Ovin this samcha. When Rabbovin comes to Eretz and he tells other things, Rabbi Yochanan, he is reliable. But Yitzchak Sumka, Yitzchak the redhead, or the red beard, whatever, red Yitzchak, so Yitzchak the red one, Labar Samcha, he said he's not reliable. So why did Abai rely over here on this Rabbi Yitzchak? Why was one reliable, while the one is not reliable? One says, Rabbovin, he calls him by the first name. Of in Yeshna b'chazara, Yitzchak, that's why he's reliable. And Yitzchak, the redhead, Yitzchak Simcha, ain't a b'chazara. What do you mean, b'chazara, not b'chazara? So the Rashi has two suggestions. One shot was that one of them reviewed everything. He always chazed over everything that he heard from Rabbi Yochanan. The more you review, so the better you'll get it straight and you won't forget it. And the other one didn't review so much, he didn't chazer, so he sometimes twisted things up, sometimes mixed things up. There's one pshat that Rashi has. Chazar is important. It'll help you remember better. The other pshat Rashi says is, Rabbavin Yeshnam b'chazar, Rabbavin would hang around in the yeshiva the next week in case Rabbi Yochanan backs out. Chazar doesn't mean he would chazer. He reviewed everything. He would be around for an update in case Rabbi Yochanan would modify what he said or change his position, so he would hear Rabbi Yochanan back out. But the other one, Rabbi Yitzchak, ain't a chazara. He heard this year and he walked away. He wouldn't hang around in base medicine. Maybe Rabbi Yochanan modified and maybe Rabbi Yochanan backed out. So he wasn't there when he's going to back out. So that's what Rabbi says, why in the world did Abaye rely on this story from this Yitzchak, the redhead? He himself, Abai flags up that he's not reliable. And he put his life in danger and he died. The end of the story, Abai died because he married the girl who was the Katlanis. The Yod, there was one Taina Rabbi has. Why did Abai do such a thing? The Yod Taina number two, not all the cases are the same. Just because there's a Machlekes HaTanoim, whether two times or three times with respect to Katlanis, doesn't necessarily mean there's a Machlekes two times or three times by Bris Mila. By Bris Mila and hemophilia, not necessarily going to be the same machloikas by Katlanis. Maybe by Katlanis, it's more of a chashash. What do you mean? So, I think what it means is the following. Sometimes you have, I think, in There's certain sicknesses when you go to the doctor, he looks at you, he tells you right away what you have. Other times he doesn't know, he has to make tests and not. Or the same thing in psychology. Sometimes people do something that's mamish, a textbook. Okay, if you do this, the guy is crazy. A guy says he's Mashiach. That's all you know, he's Mashiach. You don't have to go any further. Rav Moshe lived in Europe, so there was a shugana who used to run around naked in the city, and he used to grab people's jewelry and climb up on the trees and tell them he's not going to give back the jewelry unless they do tshuva. The shugana stick. What do you do for a living? He was a malamed. He couldn't get a normal job, so people go, "How do you know how to teach little children?" No malamed. So the wife, he was married for years, and the wife couldn't take it, so finally she insists and she wants a get. So Moshe was Masada the get. So one shaila was, the get was done on a Friday. So it said in Shulchan Aruch Lachatchila, you don't do a get on Friday, because a get is like dinin nefashos sometimes, and you're not allowed to be done dinin nefashos on Friday. The Gemara said, because you need halonis adin, and you can't give the einish on Shabbos, you have to wait till Sunday. So you're not supposed to do dinin nefashos on Friday, so Lachatchila shouldn't give a get on Friday. I think it was Chodesh Iyar. So Chodesh Iyar is amachlegs with this belly with one yod or with two yods. So the main is Chodesh, you don't do a get on Chodesh Iyar. If you have to, you got no choice. Okay. And then there was the first time that a get was given in that city. I forgot that. I don't know if it was Luban where he was, a different city. Rav Moshe had to determine what's the correct spelling of the city. How do you spell the city? So he worked out all the shot. But Al Kulam, the main Shiloh, God is a Meshugana. So before he gave the get, Rav Moshe asked him, do you still hold that you're Mashiach? It was for a long time, he already didn't do the shenanigans. He stopped running around. He used to run around naked. He held that it's like Kadim Rish and Kadim Achet. So he stopped running around naked, and he stopped stealing people's jewelry, and he stopped giving Musa and climbing on the tree. He stopped all the shenanigans. So before he gave the get, Rav Moshe asked him, do you still hold that you're Mashiach? He says, yeah, I do. I am Mashiach, but what can I do? Nobody listens to me, so I stopped talking to them. He doesn't talk about that. So nonetheless, he had them give the get. So the shaila was, when he got married years before, he didn't have any of these simonim. So when he got married, he seems that he was normal. And now the guy tells me he's still Mashiach. So how can he give a get? So I'm a shugana. A shaita can't give a get. So Moshe has a chiddush. He says, no, he's a balgaiva. He thinks he's right to be Mashiach. That's a guy. A lot of people have gaiva. That's not a Meshugana. Very strange. So someone told it to Rav Soloveitchik. One of the rabbis, it's printed in Rav Moshe's Chulis. Rav Moshe used to tell over the story. They told me the Makur Rav, Rav Moshe said, when they were driving to a bris, or to a bar mitzvah, to a wedding, he would tell over the whole story from the beginning to the end. With the Friday, with the spelling of the city, with the year, with the whole story from the beginning to the end. And the main shaila was that he was a Meshugana, so Moshe was Megal. So he said one side was that he's a Balgaiva and he thinks he's right to be Mashiach. Another side was he has a wild idea that a person, everything else, he was normal. Just he holds that he's Mashiach, but he held down a job. Okay, so he quotes one of the Achrayim who says that's called Meshuga LeDavar Echad. If a person walks around in the street and the saliva is falling out of his mouth and he half his clothing is torn, doesn't know what he's doing, that's a Meshugana. But here the guy knows what he's doing. Just has a bug in his head that he's Mashiach. But he knows how to go shopping. He knows in the winter time you wear winter clothes, in the summertime you wear summer clothes. He knows what kind of food you eat. He knows all the things. It's Meshuga LeShaita LeDavar Echad. So what's the din of a Shaita LeDavar Echad? So Moshe held, like those who hold, Shaita LeDavar Echad is a bardas. It says everything else. He understands what divorce, he understands what marriage is, he understands what divorce is. So he's not considered a Shaita. Either Rambam says, Beferish, a Shaita LeDavar Echad is Pasal Eidus because he's a Shaita. And Moshe quotes the Achronim and say, Pasal Eidus is not because Al Pidin is a Shaita. Pasal Eidus, the Rambam says, because he's not Chayiv a Mitzvahs. He's not a Shaita La Bardas. He is, for what he understands, he's a Bardas. But since there are some things that because of the bug in his head, he will not understand, some things he'll be kooky, so then he either Mechayiv in all the Mitzvahs, so you're not Mechayiv in anything. No such thing, Mechayiv in Mitzvahs Lachatzai. So since he's a Shaita La Bardas, and those Mitzvahs that depend on that area of Chochmah that he's a Shaita on that, those Mitzvahs he's Potter from Azorim, then he's Potter from all the Mitzvahs, So therefore the Rambam says Pasulatus. But he didn't, the Rambam didn't say it's Pasulatus because he's a La Bardas. He is a Bardas. It's a very difficult tshuva. 100 years ago there was a Talmud of Darmei Nezer, Talmud Chover of Darmei Nezer, who wrote tshuva Sefer Chelkas Yoyov, a classic of tshuva Chelkas Yoyov. So he writes about this issue that's called Shaita V'Davar Echad. So he writes a lashon called Barberav Dechad Yoyma, a bachur who learns in yeshiva one day knows, not like Rav Moshe. Everybody knows that a guy has, he thinks he's Moshiach. Everybody knows he's a Shaita, he can't give a get. Rav Moshe adopted that strange opinion that was rejected by all of the Achrayim. So one of the Rabbein told it over, one of the Rabbis in yeshiva told it over to Rav Soloveitchik. Rav Soloveitchik didn't realize Rav Moshe printed it, and he was Moshe, this whole story. So Rav Soloveitchik told him, you shouldn't tell it to anybody, it's ridiculous. That's an international simon. The guy says he's Moshiach, everybody knows he's Moshiach. Of course he's Allah Bardas. I have a posture like that, yeah. So there are certain things that the textbook, a guy says something, you know he's crazy. The doctor looks at the patient, has this simon, you know what disease he has sometimes. So in Vestoris is also like that. Let's say a woman has a period. So the Gemara is going to quote the Mishnah. Mishnah says in either, the woman is only kaveh veses if the same thing repeated itself three times. But the Gemara says there are some times the woman is kaveh veses pamachas. She has a riyaz dami after, I forgot already the cases in the Gemara neither, but there are certain cases like textbook cases. If you have this, we know bevada you have this disease. And if you say this, we know for sure that you're crazy. So there's certain vestoris that if it happened once, every time she's going to go bicycle riding or whatever, you know for sure she's going to have a riyaz dam. There are certain things that are bechadzim nehav bechazok. Certain things betray him. And some things that it's a machloikas hatanaim. So that's what Robert Taina is over here. The ode, the first Taina is, how does Abai rely on Rabbi Yitzchak, the redhead? He himself flags on that Yitzchak is not reliable. Abavin is reliable. Yitzchak wasn't there by the Chazara. You shouldn't rely on him. And how does he put his own life in risk and danger? He goes and he marries the girl. Of the ode, he says, how do you make a tzushtel just because there's machlek, there's Rebbe, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, by Mesa Bana Mach Masmila, doesn't necessarily mean that it carries over to Kaplanis. Sometimes things are such that Bechadzim Nehavi Chazaka, sometimes it betrays him, and sometimes it'll be a Machlekes, where it betrays him Neotlazim. But how do you make a tzushtel the ode? Perhaps Eimer, Efshikem Azogin, Eimer the Pligil, in Yemila. The only price that you have machlegs are b'shamulim about the bris mila, the baby's life. So we think maybe there's hemophilia running a family. Abba b'nisuin mipligi. Who says that they argue b'negiat b'nisuin? That Abai went ahead, they put his life in danger, and he married the girl. These are all the tainas of Rava. The Gemara said the last taina the Rava said does a nishkan taina. The Gemara says in. V'atanya so the fellowship price and this is l'rishon. Umeis, if a girl married the first husband, he died. Sheni Umeis, second husband died. The shlish liatinasi dire Rebbe. Rebbe says, "Trezim nehave chazake by katan." And so become lialayim. The shlish liatinasi levi liatinasi. So you see, the Farish, that last taina of Rava is not correct. Rava's last taina was maybe the machlokes Rebbe Rav Shemaliel doesn't go across the board. Maybe it's only machlokes by bris mila. How many times does it have to repeat itself? The strange occurrence that a baby dies. After a bris, that it should be considered a latest al-safik of possible hemophilia. So Rabbi thought that it doesn't necessarily imply that there's going to be the same machloek as by Katlana. And I said, no, there's a brisa that says beferish like that. So that taina that they had against Abai, that's not valid.
It really doesn't make sense because by bris mila, it could attribute it to the same seabar. But if the one of them dies. Jumping off the roof, and the other one is hit by a car.
There's
no connection between them.
No, the Paschim are all make on that by Kaplanis. If the guy died from old age, like I told over this story last week, my cousin, so her first husband had a heart condition when she married him. Then he died from the heart condition. So we knew in advance that he had a heart condition. And the doctor said he died from a heart condition. So then the second husband, when she remarried her teacher, who was much older than her, who was never married before, so he died from old age. So that doesn't make her a katlan. Then she got married a third time. They say in Shulchan Aruch, whenever you know what the cause of death is, there is no shayla of katlanis. Katlanis only is. The Gemara says if there's a possibility, maybe living with the woman, married a relation, maybe there's some kind of a disease that's communicated. There are such diseases that are communicated by having tashmish. Or maybe mazel ger, maybe min hashamayim, they want this woman to be a vista almana, that she should suffer. So you have to be concerned about those two things. But if you know what the cause of death was, it was because of some pre-existing condition that the husband had before, or somebody murdered him or something like that, then there's no din of katlanis. They make a lot on the katlanis. So the Gemara says, the less taina that Rabbah had against Abai, that's not a valid taina, because of taina. There's a beferish of Braisa that the Machlekes of Rabbi Shem Leo applies by the katlanis also. So the Gemara says, but what are you concerned about? Bishleim agabi mila, mezebana machmas mila, so we know there's such a thing as blood clotting, and other such a thing as hemophilia, that the blood doesn't clot. Bishleim agabi mila, ika mishpacha de rafi dharma. Sometimes the family has loose blood, that takes a long, long time till it clots. Ika mishpacha de komidama. Sometimes the family has normal blood that does clot. So if they lost two or three babies in a row from a bris milah, you have to be concerned. Maybe there's hemophilia. Ela nisuin my time. What are you worried about by katlana? What could it possibly be? So the Gemara said, that's a machlekes. What are you concerned about? One of the chachamim said the following. The first one said, Rabuna says, Mayungar, my means the mucker. Maybe having tashmish with the woman, maybe it's a disease that... We know today that there are such diseases that are communicated by having tashmish. And Rav Ashi Amar Mazal Kor, maybe it's a gzerim and hashamayim that they want this girl to be an almana. But again, if you know what to attribute the death to, he had a heart condition before. Before he got married, the doctor said, you're probably not going to live more than 10, 15 years because of the heart condition. Or the other fellow, the second husband, he was an older person, so he died. He was 80 years old. So that doesn't indicate mazel gerim. If it's a mysterious death, you don't know what to attribute it to. So then you have to be concerned. Maybe mazel, maybe min hashamayim. There's a gzeret. She should be a vistal mother. Maybe mayan gerim. My benai. What's the difference halacha lemaisa? Whether the concern of katlanis is because of mayan gerim, the disease that may be communicated by having tashmish a mazel gerim. Ikmanai the ears to a mace. What if they only had ears and they weren't living together? So if you're concerned about communicating the disease from marital relation, they didn't have any marital relation. Arusa is asur lebailo. But if you're concerned about mazel gar, maybe min hashamayim there's exera. So that she was married, maybe the min hashamayim, that's why the husband died. Inami dinafel midik lo meis. What if the husband fell off from a tree and he died? So we know what the cause of death was. Not mysterious. So you can't say mayan garim. You can't say that a disease was communicated, fell off of the tree and he died. But we couldn't have predicted it in advance, going to fall off of the tree. So if you're concerned about mazel garim, so maybe he fell off of the tree because of the mazel, because of the gzer min hashamayim. So bottom line, how do we paskan halach ala ma'isa? This is machlekes, but the two times or three times. Rather made a suggestion that by katlanis, maybe there never was a machlekes, two or three. Moshe is wrong. So the Beferish Abai says, so how do we paskan? Omele Rabbi Yosef beide Rava le Rava. Rabbi Yosef was the Rebbe of Abai Rava. So he named his son after his Rebbe. Rabbi Yosef beide the Rava. He named him after his Rebbe. So he says, boy, my name, Rabbi Yosef, on two different occasions I asked your Rebbe. I was named after Rabbi Yosef. Apparently Rabbi Yosef was still alive. There's nothing wrong with naming Talmidim after. I have people that name their babies after me. I'm still alive. Yeah. I have a Talmud who named his baby girl, Tzivya, after me. Okay? That's what he told. So he says, Rabbi Yosef, the son of Rava, says, I asked your Rebbe Rabbi Yosef, after whom I was named. Halacha ki Rebbe, do we pass him like Rebbe betrays him the Amalei? And yes. Another occasion, I asked him, Halacha ki Rebbe Shimon Gamliel, do we pass him three times Amalei? And he said yes. So they contradict each other. Is he making fun of me? Is he pulling my leg? So that's what he asked his father. Achuchi achechpi, he's making fun of me. I asked him on two different occasions, how do we paskin? So once I asked, do we paskin like Rebbe? He says, yeah, do we paskin like Rebbe? Yeah, which is it? Omalei. So Rabbi tells his son, no, he's not making fun of you. No, stomihi. stamei ninu. There are two stamei mishnah. The klal is halachic is stam mishnah. The Gemara quotes different talmidim of Rabbi Yechanan said different things in the name of Rabbi Yechanan. So many said halachic is stam mishnah. Halachic stam mishnah means that you have a mishnah that doesn't quote a machloket, has an anonymous din. They don't attach it to anybody's name. That's a stam mishnah. So Rabbi Yechanan, many students of Rabbi Yechanan said that he said halachic is stam mishnah, and others said that Rabbi Yechanan never said that. We usually assume, most of the time, halachic is stam mishnah. There are exceptions to the rule that we don't follow stam mishnah, but usually halachic is stam mishnah. So Rabbi tells his son, Rabbi Yosef wasn't making fun of you, he wasn't pulling your leg. There are different stami mishnayos, and sometimes the din is two times, and sometimes the din is three times. So he asked, is the din like Rebbe betrays in it? He says, yes. He meant, sometimes it is. Is it din like Rebbe Shemuel three times? He says, yes. He says, sometimes it is. So that's what Rebbe is going to explain. Amalei, so Rebbe tells his son, loy, he's not achuchi achich boy, he's not making fun of you. Stami nina, there are various stami mishnayos in Pachit Loch, the following psak based on stami mishnayos. It's a split. This shaila of two times or three times havichazake appears in four different areas, so there's a compromise. Nisun and Malkius, the din is like Rebbe, and Vestas and Sharmur, the din is like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. What do you mean Nisun? Nisun means katlanus. Katlanus. So he says Nisun hodi amoran. If the woman was married once and the husband died, second time the husband died, then you don't allow her. She shouldn't be allowed to marry a third time. Because of a suffix, whatever. A suffix of the mind garm, a suffix of mazel garm. So when it comes to katlanis, you have to be machmet two times. Isun hodi amar, what we just said. Malkius, what do you say also? When we respect to Malkius, the trezim they have a chazak. What's Malkius? What are they talking about? The snan? They quote a mishnah in Sanhedrin. There's a din of kippah. What is kippah? One kippah is a yarmulke, okay? A kippah is an archway. So the yarmulke look like a semicircle, that's a kippah. This is a different kippah. Sometimes they lock up. In order to give Mises Bezdin, you have to have Hasra, Turkadei Dibur, and you have to have Edim Sherim. The Mishnah says if a Bezdin gave din the first once in 7 years, once in 70 years, it's highly improbable. How can you have Hasra, Turkadei Dibur, highly improbable? But you have murderers running around, they're going to kill people. So you're not allowed to give official Mises Bezdin, but you give unofficial. You bump them off. The Gemara quotes a pasuk that Temosis Rosh Ro. You bump off the Rosh with the Mises Mishnah. You give him he's going to be dead, but it's not official Mises Bezdin. So Konsum Osa Likipo, the Gemara says you lock him up in a prison. Machilam Osa Saorim, and you give him a barley, little bit that he shouldn't die from starvation. It's been lashed decrease and of kas, and he's going to dry. He's going to die. Shine. Yeah, what kind of din is that? So the Gemara said, there's a din. Bezim Akam Yanshin, Shaloi Menadin. You had it in your mamas. You learned it. The Gemara says, the Gemara had a shayla. The Bezdin has the right to make a gzera derabbanan that you're not allowed to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, Shacholiyus B'Shabbos. You're not allowed to shake a lulav on Sukkos, Yontif B'Sukkos, Shacholiyus B'Shabbos. Even though blowing shofar on the first day of Rosh Hashanah is a din deraisa, shaking the lulav on the first day of Sukkos is a din deraisa. Yeshkach b'yachachamim lakadav menatar b'sheiv altas. The rabbanim have the power to be oikadav menatar. They tell you, even though it says in the Chumash you have to blow shofar, you have to shake a lulav, we tell you don't blow shofar, don't shake a lulav. So that's B'Shei V'Altasa. Don't do the mitzvah. Do they have authority to allow an Eishes Ish to remarry? Eshkach V'acham Laka B'Kum Li'asei also. So there's a whole sugya on Daf Peiches, Peites, Daf Tzadik, a long sugya. And the maskan of the Bavli was Enkach V'acham. They don't have authority. The Yerushalmi seems to come to the conclusion that Eshkach Laka Afilu B'Kum Li'asei. But we usually follow the Bavli. But then the Gemara tells a story that on one occasion Bezdin gave the death penalty Shaloi Kedin. The guy rode a horse on Shabbos. Riding horses only in Issa the Rabbanim. So when the Chachamim introduced the Issa, every time Dick and Harry said, you're not allowed to ride a horse because he may break off a branch and whip the horse. So the break off a branch is a Moloch of Kotzer. So people said, I'm not an idiot. I know you're not allowed to rip up. I'll ride a horse and I won't rip off any branches. So the first couple of people rode horses on Shabbos. The Bezdin wanted to make sure that people are going to listen. So they put them to death. It's Mamish Lo Sirtzach. What right do you have? The Gemara says, "Lahayru Ashur the Migdal Moshe." Bezin feels that it's absolutely necessary to give the death penalty in order that people should be more observant. They're allowed to do that. And it says in the Shulchan Aruch, "Hu Yeshkach." Bezin has a right. Bezin makami anshin shalom min adin. They have a right to give an oinish bezin misa and malchus, even though the din doesn't authorize it. Yeah, which do you need bezin agadol for that? Some Shulchan Aruch. There is an opinion, in the Miri quotes an opinion, you need Bezna Gadol for that. But that's not the accepted opinion. Look in Choshen Mishpat, I think Simon Beis. So they say, even a Bezna Mizman, and even in Zayin Tuvi Hu'ir, the seven board of directors, and Breuers, they have Zayin Tuvi Hu'ir. The board of directors consists of seven people, Zayin Tuvi Hu'ir. They have the right to give, Makam Yanshah, they have the right to give the death penalty. So it's a serious election in Breuers, when they choose who's going to be the Zayin Tuvi Hu'ir. They have the right to, I'm not a member, but they have a right over their members to give the death penalty if they feel that it's necessary. L'hayru Ashur to make them milsim. So the Gemara, if it's L'hayru Ashur, you can't establish a law permanently. Whoever rides a horse gets a death penalty. It's keneged din ha'Torah. But if they feel it's necessary, L'hayru Ashur to make them milsim, then you have a right to. So that's over here. The Gemara says, the Mishnah next to this Mishnah in Sanhedrin, a person is a murderer, but they don't have kosher edim. But we know he's a murderer. We have circumstantial evidence, a very strong circumstantial evidence. We know that it's so, that he's a murderer, he's a danger to society, but we can't give him the death penalty. There's never going to be hasra turke de deeper, or there's some kind of a psul with the edim, but we know the guy's a murderer. So then comes the Moshe, the keeper, you lock him up and let him die from starvation. So that's one. There is another din, Misha Laka B'Shana. If a person, the Gemara says, let's say if a person eats Basa B'Chalav, he eats Chazah, so he gets Malkus. So if a person keeps on eating Chazah, you don't lock him up in a room and let him die from starvation. If he eats Chalav, Dam, that's Koris. If he eats Chamas B'Pesa, Koris. So if he violates Anisa Koris, Laka B'Shana, a few times in a row, he got Malkus once for violating an Issa Koris. He once ate Chalev. Then a second time he eats Chalev. So look at the Shana, he got Malkus Einmal. The Shana, he repeated at Tzvetamal. So he only repeated it twice. Bezn, so he's demonstrating this is his style. It fits into a pattern. He doesn't bother him that he violates Issa Koris. So Bezin has the right, and we recommend it. Comes also the keeper, machil also, as the decoration of kas. So the Gemara says, you see, the betrays him the habechazaka. Just repeated the Issa violation of the Issa Koris twice, and that already shows that that's his style. If the din would have been like Reb Shimon Gamliel, we would have not been comes also the keeper until he would violate aver a third time. So the Gemara says that's what Rabbi Yosef told Rabbi's son Rabbi Yosef, named after the Rebbe. That when you get Katlanis and when you get Konsmos of the Keeper, Chavi Malkus, who violated Issa Koris, is betrays him to have a Chazok. And where do you see Vestas Vishamor Betlazim to have a Chazok? So he says, Vestas the Snan. This is a Stam Mishnah, and that's a Stam Mishnah. You see from the Mishnah, so we make a compromise. Sometimes Trezimni, sometimes Tlazimni. Vestas the Snan. And Isha Kavas Vestas. Anisha is Kaveh Veses, let's say, the two kinds of Veses, which day of the Jewish month on the Hebrew calendar. So every month she has the rears done on the 16th of the month, at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Every month she has on the 16th of the month. So if it repeats, if it goes three times in a row, that's Kaveh Veses. That's a Veses Liyom HaChodesh. Then there's another Veses LaHafloga. She has a Veses that she has the rears done at intervals from each other. So let's say the woman has a Vesas once every 45 days. She has a Riyaz Dam. The next month again, 45. The next month, the next time also 45 days. So you have to have four Riyas, and the interval from the second to the first is the same number of days from the third to the second, same from the fourth to the third. So if the three intervals are the same, that's a Vesas Lahafloga. And it has to repeat itself three times. So by Vestas, we need three times, not only to be Kaveh Vestas, to be Oike Vestas. Let's say she had a Vestas Kavua, for 5 years she has a Riyaz Dam every time, 45 days after the previous Riyaz Dam. And then 1 month, it's not 45 days after. So you have to be Oike three times in a row. Emit Taeris Menah Vestas, She only breaks the Vesas. So both to establish the Vesas and to be okay the Vesas, you need three times. So that's a Mishnah. So there we pass on like Rav Shimon Gamliel three times. And Shor HaMuad also three times. What does it say in the Chumash? Shor Tam Shehizik, the Baal HaShor pays Chatzi Nezik Megufa. If it's Shor HaMuad Shehizik, then he pays Nezik Shalom and Ali. When does it become Shor HaMuad? After two times or after three times? So the Mishnah says, and Shor Mishnah says, Stam Mishnah, and Shor Nasim Morat Shehidabo Sholosh Pe'onim, three times in a row. So the question is, why the compromise? Rabbi Yosef told Rabbi Yosef read the Rebbe. Rebbe explains what the Rebbe said, that there's a compromise over here. Sometimes it betrays him, sometimes it betrays him. And Yeridaya, they quote the Nimuki Yosef on this daf, who quotes the Ritva. I know it from Yeridaya. So the Taz quotes it. What is the compromise based on? So he says, we're not sure what the din should be, whether Sveka the Dina, whether two times or three times. So if you're talking about bumping a person off, putting him in kippah, that's a din in the fascist. It's unofficial. It's not official, but the guy's going to be dead. So suffering the fascist lahakal. You shouldn't put him in kippah again. No, for care. It says you do. You do it twice. Yeah, let's see. Nisuin. Yisuin is suffix hakonah. So suffix hakonah, you have to be machmer.
So we're talking about our Mishnah now of 10 years. We're talking about
a couple of years. Also hastes because of the suffix. Sosan long time did donkey Rebbe mean the same. Rebbe says by Mesa Bara Machmas Milo, that's a suffix the fascist, and Rebbe disagrees by Katlanis. The Gemara says our Mishnah is also the same thing. So misofik b'choshish for Rebbe. Maybe betrays him nehavi chazake. So he wouldn't permit her to marry a third time. You wouldn't permit them to do the bris milah on the third baby, and you wouldn't permit the katlanis to get married the third time. And what's by loka b'shana? Why is over there? So also, we're not sure. So why do you go to chumra? I'm not sure. You should have gone to kula. I don't know. And by the other two, they say. I'm not sure how many times the shor has to be nogeach. When does the shor become a shor amuad? So the Gemara presents it as if the machlek is Rabbi Rav Shimon Gamliel would apply to shor amuad also. The Taptaisa says it's not true. Taptaisa on Samach Emun Alam says there never was a machlek is Rabbi Rav Shimon Gamliel. That's a pasuk in Chumash that after three times the shor amuad pays Nesek Shalom and Aliyah the fourth time. But the other Rishonim say not. So the simple reading of the Gemara is that would also be a machlekes Rabbi Rav Shimon Gamliel, whether two times or three times. When did Shor pay Nezik Shalom? The third time or the fourth time? And since Hamotz Machaber Olav Harai is Sosafik Mamano Lekula, so you don't make him pay Nezik Shalom until the fourth time. That's what some Rishonim said. That's what some Rishonim said. And the same thing by the Estois. You don't know how many times it's a Sveik of the Dina, whether like Rabbi or like Rav Shimon Gamliel. So since there's a machlokes in Gemara Nida where the Vestas Vareisa, Vestas Lav Vareisa. So we pass the Vestas Lav Vareisa. Even though it happened like clockwork, for 20 years in a row, the woman has a Rias Dam every 45th day at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. For 20 years in a row, it happened like clockwork. So we should be able to predict that it's going to happen next month. No, Vestas Lav Vareisa. Why? How can it be? But it happened so many times in a row. How can it be? It's not a chazok. So the Chazanish asks the Pella. Chazanish says, because there's so many other things that can affect the change, diet and exercise and aggravation and weather conditions. There's so many other things. So we assume Vestas, the whole din of Vestas is Lav Dereis. So if you all Vestas Lav Dereis, then the whole Prisha, the whole din of Prisha. A person should be Parish Mishtai is also going to be Lav Dereis. So we had that in a Taisus, no? Where do we have that Taisus? I forget. Here, Chayv Lifka, this Taisus. Samach Beis, Amed Beis. So Taisus assumed that since we hold Vestas Lav Dereis, it's all din of Prisha. Chayv on Lifish Mishtai, Samach Vest, is also only the Rabban. So that's what the Rishonim say, that's what the Nemuki Yosef quotes the Ritva. Since Vestas is Lav Dereisa, so the whole Dinah Prisha is Lav Dereisa, so you're not mechuyev to be machmer like Sveka the Rabban and Lekula. So we say, she's considered Nisha, she ain't Lav Vestas, up until it'll be kaveh leveses begimel pam. That's what the Ritva says.
My katlanis, whether it's two or three, what is this? An eitzah tova, or the kedushin is an atchal? If we consider katlanis, what is this?
Kedushin is certainly chal. So we mentioned last week that in Shulchan Aruch they quote the Tshuvas HaRambam. The Rambam and the Tshuva quotes the Rim Megash. That was his father's Rebbe, the Rim Megash, the Talmud of the Rif in Spain, in his second career. The Rif lived in Fez all the years, and then at the age of 75 he ran away to Spain because they were going to put him in prison, and he started a second career, and all the famous Talmidim of the Rif are from Spain. So the Rim Megash said that there's no such din as Katlan, it's all Baba Mises. So what does the Gemara talk about Katlanis? For those people who are concerned, so the Gemara says, on certain conditions, you don't have to be concerned. But really, nobody has to be concerned. The whole thing is a joke, forget it. And the Rim Megash used to read Shiduchin with Katlanis. He wasn't worried. So the Rambam makes fun of the whole thing. So in Shulchan Aruch, they're not so quick, but they always have in the back of their minds, that's always a sniff lahakal, that the Rim Megash says the whole thing is above a mice, you don't have to worry about it.
What about the Shadow of the Bayit?
Okay, it's a good question. The Gemara is Rava is angry at Abai. Why did he do such a stupid thing? And he died. I don't know. But the Rebbe Megash holds that Baba Maisa. It happened that he died.
Didn't Abai die because he was 16 years old and died?
Yeah. So it had nothing to do with the Gemara said because they were from Bnei Eli. Yeah, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah. Yeah.
She's at Almana.
Yeah, I don't know. It had nothing to do with the fact that he married you. It was his time to die. People die young. Just because he died doesn't mean that it's her fault. Yeah.
By Chippa and Malkus, so originally you said that the base then La Rasha, can do certain extraordinary things. But here it's codified as if this is the din.
That's what you always do.
If such and such happens, then the Beis Din does such and such.
Well, how do they have the right to do that?
Like Harasha.
Yeah, that's a very strong kashan. I don't know. That's a very strong kashan. You have no right to codify that. You have a right to Lahai Rasha. So how come this is codified? That's a good kashan. I don't know. So that's what the Ritva. In Shulchan Aruch, they quote that beer. The Gemara comes up with this compromise. And the compromise is because we're not sure whether Trey Zimni, the class Zimni. So if it's Mamayna, Safik Mamayna Lakula, you don't pay Nezer Shalom until the fourth time. And if it's Vestois, it's only Derabbana, Vestus Lab Deraisis, Safik Derabbana Lakula, you make them. And if it's Safik Nefasha, Safik Mesa Benam Achmas Mila, or Katlanes, or not to have any children, so don't look for aggravation, so you say, betrays him, and you have a Hazok. And bumping off the guy also, I would have thought, Faket, you shouldn't till the third time. I don't know. That's what they say in Shulchan Aruch. And there, Rav Soloveitchik suggested Ve'od Yesh Leimar a different pshat. Not that it's we're not sure what the din is. So he said it Bekitzer. He said like this: Shoramuad. It's not enough if you discern a pattern. You have to give a Chal Hashem. You have to label the animal as a Shoramuad. I'll explain in a minute. And Vestas, you have to label the day. You're giving a label Chal Hashem Yom Aveses. That it's the Oynas HaVesas. The others, you don't have to create a Chal Hashem. So take Lemoshel, there's a din of Zav HaRoyah Shteirias and Zav HaRoyah Sholoshrias. If a person is Zav, he has Shteirias, that he has the same Tumah as a Zav HaRoyah Sholoshrias. But when he gets Tohar, I think the Mishnah says he doesn't have to bring the Karbonas. Doesn't have to bring Karbonas. Zav HaRoyah Sholoshrias, but not only does he have Tumah. So you see from the Pasuk that there's a chazok, something occurs twice, and something occurs three times. The three times is stronger than twice in discerning a pattern. So the Gemara made a compromise. If you just want to know, is there a latest asafik? So trezimni is enough to create a latest asafik. But if you have to say that we're labeling somebody or something with a new label, then you have to have tlazimni. Who says you need a Chal Hashem Shoram Wood? Who says you need a Chal Hashem Reim Aves? Rav Soloveitchik didn't explain, but I think what he could have meant is the following. There's a Gemara in Bava Kamma where the Gemara says, let's say, Shoram Wood. So the Shoram Wood, Shor Shohar Gesa Adam gets Skila. Even if it's the first time. And if the Shor kills an Adam the fourth time, Mishor Amud Harazan, then he even pays Koifer. The Baal HaShor pays Koifer. So the Gemara affect Akasha. How did the Shor live so long that it had the ability to kill the fourth time? You give him the death penalty the first time. So the Gemara says, Akasha Vamaisa. He hid the Shor ran away. Nishkin Kasha. But the Gemara first asked that question. How did the Shor live so long? Why did they give it the death penalty? So the Gemara says, let's say the first three times he killed the Nochri. So if Yisrael kills a Nochri, there's no Einish Misa. We have a Gemara learns out from the Pasuk, Misa Abana Kach Misa Shor. Just like if the Baal HaShor would kill a Nochri, the Baal HaShor wouldn't get Misa. So if the Shor kills a Nochri, the Shor doesn't get Misa either. And then the fourth time he kills a Yisrael, so then he gets Misa, and you make the Baal HaShor pay the Kaifer. So Tosis points out, or let's say the Shor, is Nogeach. Three times pays Chatzin Nezik. The fourth time pays Nezik Shalom. So let's say the first three times the Shor was Nogeach, Behem Shal Hefker. The Shor runs into the forest and he bumps off Behem, and there's no one to pay. They don't belong to anybody. And then the fourth time the Shor kills a Behem that belongs to an owner. So Taisa says, you see from the Gemara that you need Negich Shal Chiyuv. It's not enough to establish the regilis of the animal. If the animal made a hezek in such a way that he's not mechuyev to pay three times, that's not mitztarf to make him into a shamor. You have to have negichah shel chiyuv. And Tosfos and Nida points out the same thing. You establish an einus aveses. Let's say the woman has a baby, and she has a make tum, and then she has a make tohar. Let's say she has a baby boy, so the 7 days he made Tumah, 33 days he made Tumah. She has a girl, so the 14 days he made Tumah, 66 days he made Tumah. So in the middle of the 33, the 66 days of he made Tumah, she has a Riyaz Dam, and then 45 days later, another Riyaz Dam. So Tosfos shows from the Gemara that the Riyah that's not Mitameh, it's not Mitztarf to create a Vesis. Why? But it establishes the Regilus. So you see, it's not sufficient to establish a Regilus. The first two cases, Nisun and Malkius, you just have to discern that there's a shtickle pattern, and then you already have an issue of Katlanus and Mesa Ben Amachim. You don't have to label anybody as anything, but you see that Vestois and Shor HaMoed, you're labeling the day as an Oinus HaVesus, and you're labeling the Shor as a Shor HaMoed, and that's why it's not sufficient to just establish a regil. It has to be the Gicha Shel Chiyuv, and it has to be a Riyaz Dam that's Mitami the Yishan. So later you thought that maybe that's the chiluf. Not so much because Mamayna and Nefashis and Dina Derabanan, not that it's a compromise. No, it's Betoris Vada, not Betoris Sofik. The way the Ritva, quoted by the Nemukha, the Ritva says, it's really a sfeik of the Din at the end of the day, whether two or three, and Sofik Derabanan Lekula, and Sofik Mamayna Lekula, and Sofik Isur Lechomer, and you go, how do you machri and sfeik there? So later you thought maybe it's not. Maybe it's like that. It'll come out not Kaminas Ladina in Yeridea, because in Yeridea they talk about this happens in the yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael. They're eating whatever, rice for lunch. One guy screams out, he found a bug. So you only find one bug, so do you not have to be Mesupik? Maybe all the rice is full of bugs. The other guy screams out, I found bug number two. So how many bugs do you have to find that it should be a suffix, then maybe the whole thing was infested. Is it enough if you find two bugs, or do you have to find three bugs? So the Arab Soloveitchik thought, there's no Chalashem over here. He's just trying to see, was the pot infested with bugs? Was the rice infested with bugs? He thought it should be betray Zimni. And Yeridea, it's a machlekes about that. How many bugs do you have to find? And Yeshiva said, and Eretz Yisrael treated like a big game. Each guy screams out, I found one bug. The guy screams out, I found one bug. Yeah, that's a show of how many bugs. Okay, that's the Gemara.
In the case of Malchus, does it mean that we kill him actively or that we let him die passively? Is there a difference between actively killing him passively?
It's Gramer Tzicha. We don't kill him actively, but we lock him up and we let him die from starvation. Yeah, we give him food that's not enough to, that he should exist. Yeah. In the beginning of Parshas Yisro, the Torah tells us that Yisro comes to visit and he sees Moshe Rabbeinu sitting in the people are standing online forever. and each one comes with a shayla and eitz and everything. So Yisrael recommends he should have batidinim. It's too much. The volti po gam otok gam kolam azeh sheir imach. It's not a good system. So then Yisrael tells him, you should teach the, he's the only, Moshe Rabbeinu, the only one he hears the Nebuah from the Bosham, you should teach the people the dinim. But I didn't tire it. You don't have to do all the dinim tire. If it'll be a shver din tire, there are kasha yivin on Moshe. If the dayanim can't figure it out, Dabba HaGadol, the Gemara says, Dvar of Shel Gadol, if you've done the Melech, you've done the Kain Gadol, so then you have to have Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu had the status like Ayin Aleph, like Bezna Gadol. So that's a Dabra Gadol, a Dabra Kasha, Shver Adin, you have to ask Moshe Rabbeinu. But the other dinim they should take care of. But whenever Moshe Rabbeinu gets a Nebuah from the Rebbe Shalom regarding the Mitzvah Satara, so he tells them, you'll have to tell them, Ha'edat Alam Asadecha, Sheyochabo, Vesamaase, Sheyya Asun. So the Gemara Bab Metzia has a comment on this pasuk that's quoted Lahaloch and Shulchan Aruch. Vedat Alam Asadecha, Sheyochabo, is din, Vasamaisa Sheyasun is lifnim Mishuva Sadin. Some Rishonim counted as one of the 613 mitzvahs, the 248 mitzvahs essay. So there's a mitzvah essay to go lifnim Mishuva Sadin. Some people think lifnim Mishuva Sadin, you have tefillin, mehudorim, you have a talis mehudar, that's one aspect. But lifnim Mishuva Sadin, beit adam machaveira also. If there's a shaila whether I owe you money or not, so the Gemara said there's a mitzvah to go lifnim Mishuva Sadin. To be mevatz, if it's within reason. If Yosha, if Nimishor says it means what Yosha dictates. That's the Gemara has in the beginning of Sanhedrin, the first perk you have, sometimes you have a din and sometimes you have pshara. So Rav Soloveitcher used to say that people translate pshara as compromise. He said he doesn't think that's correct. Pshara does mean a compromise. I claim you owe me $5 million and you say you owe me zero, so the Bezim will split it and pay me $2.5 million. No! Pshar doesn't mean come. Pshar means you give up psak of lefnim Mishur Sadin. What does Yosha dictate? Sometimes Yosha dictates something in between my claim and your claim. Sometimes Yosha dictates 100% what I say. Sometimes Yosha dictates 100% what you say. Rav Soloveitcher told over the Maisa that once there was a couple who had a Jewish maid, and the maid was not wealthy, and she had one piece of jewelry. And the Baal Basta was going to a wedding with her husband, so she asked the maid, can I borrow your beautiful piece of jewelry? So she said, sure. She was a good maid, sure. And then the Baal Basta lost the piece, and what an only piece of jewelry the maid had, that's all she possessed. So Baal Basta lost it. So usually a shoyel is chai b'yonsen. She borrowed from the maid, shoyel is chai b'yonsen, but it was Baal Avimai. The maid was in the employ of the Baal Basta at the time that she gave over the jewelry to the Baal Basta. That's a din al-chum. It's a funny din, strange din. But Baal Avimai is pata, the shoyel is pata. So they came to Rab Chaim for a din Torah. So Rab Chaim said, you want to have din or you want to have pshara? And the Gemara always recommends you should have pshara. You should always go for pshara. So they agreed to pshara. Then Rab Chaim said, the pshara is that you pay 100%. The amount because a shver din. So Yosha dictates she's a getraya maid and you should pay, and you're a wealthy person, she's poor, you should pay the full amount. So Rav Soloveitcher said, pshara doesn't always mean something in between. Pshara means whatever Yosha dictates, sometimes 100% in favor of this one, sometimes 100% in favor of the other person. So some Rishonim count this as a dech, as a maisa, sheyasun zulif nimishur sadin. Some Rishonim count it as one of the mitzvahs in the Torah. The Ramah in the beginning of Choshen Mishpat Simon Yun Gimel or something, the Simon about Pshara. So the Ramah quotes a Machlokes HaRishayim, what if a person doesn't want to sit in Sukkah, doesn't want to shake a lulav, doesn't want to eat matzah? So the Gemara says in the Ksubas on Daf Pei Vav, Makinosa, you beat him up, you kaif ala mitzvahs. You kaif at people ala mitzvahs. Now, if you live in a democracy, you can't be kaif on around religion. There's religious freedom, but we don't believe in a democracy. Eretz Yisrael is supposed to be a theocracy. Supposed to be kaifa.
In this case with the jewelry, so it almost sounds like he held that the din doesn't make sense. Char is better than. I would have said try harder to understand. Whoever you are, however great you are, try harder to understand the din.
Yeah, some of them in Farsh Malchumish do knock sense into the din. Rabbi Hirsch has in his commentary, he gives some kind of a pshat, and then others give pshat. But still, under the circumstance, Rav Chaim felt that Yosha dictates that she should have understood on her own. Forget about all the dinim and the shulchan. She should have understood on her own that all of the money that you had paid her all the years, she took all the money, she worked for you, and then she bought this piece of jewelry. But then it's going to come out that she worked all the years for nothing. You borrowed the jewelry, you lost it in the pot because Shaul is pot by Bala Vimai. So he felt that under the circumstances, Yosha dictates that she should pay the full amount. Maybe not all cases of Bala Vimai, but in that case, maybe in other cases, he was Paskin Bala Vimai as pot. But in this case, since she was such a good maid for all the years. So the Ramah in Siman Yud Gimel, the Siman of Bapshah, the Ramah quotes a Machlokes HaRishonim. If a person doesn't want to shake a lulav, he doesn't want to eat matzah, so it says they beat him up. Makanosa Shetetze Hashi, beat him up till he's prepared to do the mitzvah. What if a person doesn't want to do the Fnei Mishuris Adin? Are you kaifa or not? So we pass on that you're not kaifa. You pass on that you're not kaifa. Let's say the Bezin recommends, would you like to have Pshah? The guy insists, no. He insists on Din. So we say you can't force him to agree to Pshah. If he doesn't want, he doesn't want. So why is that so? Why can't, if you kaif on all the other mitzvahs, why can't you be kaif on Pshah? So in the yeshivas, they usually say the Pshat, you kaif for the person to eat the matzah, and he's going to eat the matzah, he's going to be upset, he's going to be angry at me, he's going to be crying, he's choking, but he ate the matzah. Bottom line, he ate the matzah, he did the mitzvah. If you're going to kaif for the guy to do, if Nimisha said Din is not doing Balev Shalem, then he's not becoming the mitzvah. You only, the mitzvah of the mitzvah of going with Nimishos Adin is only fulfilled if you do it Benedivus Aleif. But if you don't do it Benedivus Aleif, then you're not Yotze the mitzvah. So you have no right to be kaifa the person of Nimishos Adin, because at the end of the day, if you're kaifa, he won't be in fulfillment of the mitzvah. So that's how the Ramah Paskins like those Hashem. You can't be kaifa of Nimishos Adin, and you can't be kaifa of Bishara, because Bishara is really a psak, is a dintar, is a psak of Din. And Pshar is a psak of Yosher. Pshar is a psak of Yosher. Tosis points out in the first perek in Sanhedrin, in Skodim Shulchash Mishpat, like that, that in a Pshar you need a unanimous vote. In a Dintor, if it's a split vote, Machlaik is what the Din is. So it's 2-1. A Bezna of 3, so 2-1. So the 2 win, you go Basarai. But if there's a Dintor where they agree to Pshar, then you don't go Basarai. Why not? When you're talking about what the din is, there's a chayshim mishpat. There are gemaras. So there's a machlekes. What is the din? So one of them is someone is right and someone is wrong. So then you go basurai acharav lahatas. But if you're talking about what does Yosha dictate, I think Yosha dictates like that. You think Yosha to say, well, we're all right. Lefi aniyas daiti. Everyone is saying Yosha what he thinks Yosha. So they're all right. So you can't outvote, you can't say it's 2-1. I remember I was once at a Din Torah and they agreed, it was a very sad case, there was a rabbi who should have retired from his Rabbanus 10 years earlier, and he stayed on in the Rabbanus, and the Rabbanus were bored with his drushes. They heard him, having loved the drushes. The last 50 years they heard the same drushes over and over and over again. So he should have retired before, he didn't have enough seichel. So they had. So they agreed to have a pshar. So then we had a dinter. There were 3 dayanim. So one of the dayanim was a wise guy, and he was trying to push in one direction. So I said, "You can't outvote me. It's a pshar." The din is you don't go basarayif. He said, "I've never heard of that." So I remember the 3rd dayan was Rabbi Shmuel Shulman. So he said, "What do you mean you never heard?" So the Pharisee said, "Din in Shulchan Aruch." They said, "Din, you don't go basarayif. You don't go basarayif because everyone is right. Everyone is saying, and from my perspective." Yosha dictates like this, so you can only give a psak of pshara if all 3 agree. You can't outvote the one who disagrees with him.
He said he can marry a 3rd time. And the guy died. He said after that he would never pass on a Kablan Shaila.
He doesn't go out on the Yovel. He only goes out on the Yovel if he did the Hafi and Tadoni only then does he go Evid Leolam
at
the Yovel.
No, let's say he's sold an Evid for 6 years. And the Yovel comes and he can't
comes off, or the 6 years of Hatha, whatever comes first.
Oh, is it? Oh, so it's not Seishanam Dapka. It's not Seishanam Dapka.